Hello friends, this is your RTI host Jarle Pettersson back on Anchor for just a minute. But I will be back, I promise, and hopefully soon. But for the last couple of months I haven't even had the time to open the Anchor app, which is why I'm happy to find a couple of call-ins from my dear friend Mr. Paul O'Mahony in Cork, Ireland, that I will put out there immediately. Sorry you had to wait, Paul, and rest assured I will be back to respond, just not right now. Unfamiliar with the latest version of Anchor, I'm not sure if I've got this right, so please bear with me. Thank you so much for calling in. Talk to you later.
RTI Caller's Corner.
RTI, how may I help you?
Hello, Jarle. I've just come across your piece of audio in which you said that you were at least temporarily no longer going to be saying things on Anchor. And I have been kicking myself in the last couple of minutes for not keeping in touch with you more closely, and it'll teach me a lesson, really. If I had known that in any way the ratings mattered, I could have organized a whole load of people here in Cork to set up accounts and follow you. Tomorrow I will go down to the local Cafe Beva in Glenmire, and I will go around the station, the tables, and ask people to express their feelings about their feelings for you, really, how much we have fallen in love with you, and how much we hope that the idea of twinning Glenmire and Tisnes will happen someday. Meanwhile, we're all likely, certainly I am, but I believe many of the others are learning Norwegian. But we're not sure what your local dialect is. Jarle, the abrupt departure of Scottlow from Anchor and the abrupt termination of our relationship between Scottlow and I hit me hard. But it also taught me a salutary lesson, really. And it had never happened to me before, so that's about my only excuse, which is that I realize that I make a lot of assumptions and place a lot of trust that, you know, people will be there, almost as if, you know, well, the people next door will still be there next week. And I have rather thought, I realize, that Tisnes will be next door. Well, the more I hear, the more I listen to your message about stopping being here, at least for a while, the more I am grateful to you for what I will henceforth always come to call doing a Scottlow. Relations with you have really brightened up my life and educated me and given me many, many warm feelings during the time I've known you. And it certainly has been great fun, but more than great fun, it's been something deeply satisfying about having contact with you. Jarle, hello. It's much too long since the people of Cork have been in touch with the with you. And I've been talking to them. We had a plebiscite yesterday in Cork, and it was that we should remain in contact with Jarle Pettersson and the people of Tisnes, or that we should not keep in touch with them. And I'm afraid the vote wasn't even close. It was 99.1 in favour of keeping in touch with you. So, and the dog that voted against keeping in touch with you was recognised as being in need of rehabilitation.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.